With the Church about to head into the holiest week of its liturgical calendar, Scottish Jesuit priest Chris Bowles reflects now on why he finds preparing for this key week leading up to Easter such a daunting prospect.
The high point of the season of Lent is Holy Week, which is a week I approach with very mixed feelings. I always look forward to Palm Sunday and the procession and the blessing of palms, that brief encounter that we have with nature that greets Jesus as he enters the city of Jerusalem. But the happiness of the palm procession, well, it's pretty short-lived, because, of course, our focus quickly turns to the reading of the Passion, reminding us, as if we needed reminding, why we call it a Holy Week. In all of the Gospels, we find Jesus teaching his disciples and showing them by example what it means to be great, what it means to be a leader. And he's doing this right to the end, to the very moment he shares his final meal with all his friends. And of course, the shock in it all is that to be a leader, Jesus insists that we have to be a servant. To be great, we have to be at the service of everyone. But Jesus doesn't just talk the talk, as they say. He lives it out. He lives out precisely this leadership. And we might even say that we see him at his best in the Passion story, in this week we call the Holy Week. I often wonder why we call it a Holy Week and not a dreadful week or an awesome week or the Passion Week. I was preparing a Palm Sunday homily once and I looked for help from the Oxford English Dictionary. I looked up the adjective holy there, which the dictionary describes as morally and spiritually excellent or perfect. Another definition it offers is belonging to, devoted to, or empowered by God. It also tells us that the adjective can be used in trivial exclamations, such as holy cow, holy mackerel, holy smoke. And I suppose that Holy Week might be pretty trivial for many people. But for many others, it's a week to take very seriously. It's a week to be devoted to God, according to that definition. It's a week to be empowered by God. And it's a week to show others what it means to be holy, just the way Jesus showed us in the way he served and loved. I find it a bit scary, to be honest, the prospect of being like Jesus. He's asking an awful lot. And I'm not sure I always want to give what he wants. I rather like my little grudges, which I've been known to nurse and nurture just to keep them warm. And those occasional feelings of superiority that I sometimes have, well, I'm not sure I'm ready to give them up. But I suppose I have to. In fact, I'm pretty sure I have to. I can't see any way to have a good Holy Week if I'm still holding grudges, still thinking myself superior and better than others, and still being choosy about who gets the benefit of my talents. I really hope for myself that it is a good week, a challenging week, a really holy week. And I hope it is for you as well.
That reflection came from Father Chris Bowles,